Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
An extension to Ireland's nitrates derogation has been largely welcomed by farmers. However, there are still concerns over the finer details of what will happen after 3 years. When it comes to different policies affecting the farming sector, there's a lot of uncertainty, particularly for those living in urban areas. AgriAware is trying to bridge this disconnect and help those living in cities understand the impact of certain policies on their livelihoods, which in turn affects the produce that we consume. One way they do this is by running educational and awareness programs in schools. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been meeting with students in Dublin to find out their understanding of farming.
It gave me a greater understanding on like what I'm buying, and like it makes me actually think now what I'm putting into my body, and like is it Irish or is it all from South America or something like that. Like mainly like the way the food gets onto my plate, like it just amazes me how like much they actually have to do.
So I don't come from a farming background at all. I kind of grew up more around horses, but yet the horse yards weren't at my house. It was more I went to the yard, so I didn't have that fully immersed experience. So it was really good to put the classroom knowledge to actual physical, like, doings.
I suppose the main thing is to be able to see kind of firsthand what they really do on farms, like the structure you have to put into farming as a whole. Aiming as much as I can for only, like, places that I know are kind of good to farmers, and I know that we can trust the beef or trust the milk or you can trust the produce.
We obviously learn every day in class, like, the theory behind the subject, but with AgriAware doing, like, the walks and even the horticulture programme here in TY and Wesley, you learn the actual practical side behind the subject, that you learn that there's a life and a career outside of the classroom, so it's really helpful.
Sixth-year agricultural science students at Wesley College in Dublin sharing what they've learned from AgriAware programmes. The charity runs 9 different primary and secondary school programmes, from horticulture to farm safety and everything in between. Students are brought out on farm visits and 2 events to get first-hand experience of a working farm. Executive Director of AgriAware, Marcus O'Halloran, says there's a real disconnect between consumers purchasing their food in urban areas and the issues facing farmers in rural Ireland.
To us in the office, it might be funny that some people might think that strawberry milk comes from red-coloured cows, and you know, on a very basic level, that can be it. But our job and the role we're doing for the industry has worked over the last couple of years. We've gone from educating 30,000 pupils in class in secondary and primary level to over 130,000 students year on year. We've maintained that, and you know, increasing the number of people getting out onto farms has been probably a key driver in our success in the last number of years. And you know, seeing is believing, getting out onto farms, showing them the practices that farmers are doing to, number one, look after the animal health and welfare, number two, to produce a sustainable product, and number three, to look after the world around us, which is our environment. And you know, when we're looking at our Food for Thought campaigns that speak to the Mercosur trade deal, that look at, you know, I suppose topics like the nitrates derogation and things like that, it's important that we recognise the work that's been done at farm level to increase or to better the environment around us too.
For many listeners, it's the norm to see farm activity on a daily basis. But for some students living in cities, they've never been down the country to set foot on a farm. Now, we all learn differently, but when there's an opportunity to make a subject like ag science more practical, a trip to the farm can be transformative.
I mean, I don't come from a farming background at all, and I took the subject as kind of like a gateway to get like a higher grade. But now I'm looking at doing genetics in college, and I'd be looking at even like AI and like sex semen and everything like that, and that's just completely from the course. So it's definitely made an impact on me and my life for sure.
And do you find you're like checking the produce you're purchasing now more so, like where it's come from or the quality of it?
Yeah, for sure. Like, and even we were talking about the Mercosur like trade agreement with Brazil and everything, and if I hadn't been doing the course, I wouldn't know anything about that, and I just think, oh grand. But now I'm totally like for Irish beef and for like our economy thriving off Irish produce, because it's just so high quality.
You see like the amount of like carbon emissions, everything it takes to import all foreign produce and stuff, so you got like take that bit extra care when you're going out like shopping, even like your meats, making sure it's all Irish meats, you know, like good quality stuff, kind of helping lower that carbon footprint as well.
The programmes provided by AgriAware in secondary schools are linked to the agricultural science curriculum and transition year. So yes, they are reaching the students who've already shown an interest in this area, but they also need to get through to even more students, and in particular, those from a non-farming background. To hear how beneficial the programmes are from those who are trying to make the subject as interesting as possible, I met with agricultural science teacher at Wesley, Ian Wallace.
We've seen a huge growth in agricultural science here in the last few years. I've two classes in sixth year, two in fifth year. We run all the TY programmes. And I suppose we were chatting how the demographic here has changed. There's less and less kids from farming backgrounds, but there seems to be that huge interest in where their food comes. And I'd always say these guys are tomorrow's consumers. So to have them going out educated about where their food comes, how it's produced, and produced in such a sustainable manner here in Ireland, I think is brilliant.
Since you started teaching here in Dublin, have you found, is there a growing awareness of the role of the farmer?
Yeah, it's definitely grown in popularity, and I think it's a great opportunity to get that understanding across. You know, I think farmers get a lot of bad press at the moment, and particularly around emissions and stuff like that. So to put across all those sustainable things that farmers are doing, how they're meeting their environmental targets and producing food in such a green way, really, compared to the rest of the world, I think is great.
And look, classrooms can be debatable settings, and yeah, rightly so at the best of times.
Yeah.
But when topics such as, we say, the Mercosur deal or the nitrates derogation come up in an urban school, can there be divided views on that?
I think they can, and I think you're trying to give kids both sides of the argument and let them come to their own opinion. I'd be very conscious as a teacher that I don't want to go with my thoughts on it, but here are the advantages and disadvantages maybe of the deal for farmers, for Europe, and let them come to their own opinion. There's much greater understanding. In the past here, a lot of our kids would come from farming backgrounds. Now, as I say, they're mainly from urban backgrounds. They don't have that connection that they might have had going back a generation or two of an uncle or a grandfather or someone on a farm. So I think to be able to give them that understanding is really brilliant.
Agricultural science teacher at Wesley, Ian Wallace. We've often heard of the urban-rural divide and how many farmers feel that those at the decision tables in Dublin are disconnected from the effects their measures can have in rural Ireland. So does AgriAware feel its mission is being represented at government level, and what else can be done to create more awareness?
I suppose I'm a dairy and a beef farmer myself, and you know, I'd like to think that out in Europe that we have had a strong lobby in terms of how our own farm organisations have gone about looking to secure a new nitrates derogation deal for us. But you know, nitrates derogation is one piece. What we need to ensure is that farmers aren't undermined in terms of the standards that we uphold ourselves to here.
AgriAware is coming into schools, passing on knowledge, information to students maybe who are living in cities and larger towns who mightn't come from a farming background. But what else would you like to see being done, I suppose, from a larger national level to create awareness?
Yeah, you know, the adoption of agriculture into the curriculum as a whole needs to happen. We need a farmer three times a day to put food on our tables, and you know, I think it's to recognise the job that those farmers and all farmers do in making sure that, number one, our food security in Ireland is of top priority, and we're never going to starve as a result of those farmers, but we have to look after them, and unless we look after them, well then you will see a decline in what's on the shop shelf.
Proposed policies and international deals that will affect food production in this country are some of the top concerns for Irish farmers right now. AgriAware wants to find out how much of an understanding those living in urban areas have about these proposed changes. So where better to start asking these questions than in a place of education?
Do you think Ireland should have to follow the same requirements as fellow EU states?
No, probably not actually, because like Irish beef is like the best in the world, I believe. So like, I don't think we should be following any else. Like, I think we should be doing it like we have been doing in the past.
But I've even noticed at home with my parents, like when they buy steaks, I always notice that there's an Ireland flag on it. And I always point out to my parents, if they buy one that doesn't have the little Irish quality flag, I'm like, we need to think about where this is coming from, because we need to support our local businesses, because rural economies, they really do need the support of the local farmers, and that's something that in Ireland we really do need to care about more.
Are there any types of practices that you'd like to see more of that would possibly maybe reduce the impact on the environment but also keep farming a viable and sustainable livelihood?
Yeah, well, like we've been looking a lot at multi-species swards, that's a big part of the course, and just using clover, all that stuff, to incorporate that into your swards just to fixate the nitrogen, use less fertilizers.
Do you think
Ireland should have to follow the same rules by the EU when it comes to certain policies?
I really think there should be bits of leeway there. I suppose initially, if you look at it, it would be great for our economy and would boost trade and things, but we really need to think about the farmers. For example, in Mercosur agreement, we need to think really, really carefully about that because we don't know our supply and demand within the farmers. We need to make sure they have a good market and we make sure they can still sustain themselves.
Students from Wesley College there in Dublin, ending that report on the work of AgriAware.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.